Good day from the KYMN newsroom. I'm Rich Larson on FM 95.1 and AM 1080. This morning, the Rice County Board of Commissioners will hold a public hearing regarding the proposed reopening of the Milestone Mathie Mine just outside of Nerstrand. Last month, those concerned about reopening the long-closed gravel pit won a victory when the Rice County Board of Commissioners voted to extend the permitting process and to schedule a session for public comment. During that meeting, the Board of Commissioners discussed the recommendation of the county's Planning Commission allowing the Milestone Mathie pit mine to reopen after having been dormant for many years in order to facilitate the reconstruction and repair of Trunk Highway 246. The pit mine was originally dug in the late 1940s and was used to build Highway 246. It has been closed and gone unused for decades. Residents of the area have expressed strong concerns about the reopening of the pit. According to the Milestone Mathie permit application, at its peak, trucks hauling mined material will make approximately 400 trips every day between the mine and the construction site on Highway 246 through Denison. The mine is just north of Nerstrand, and the dust from the mining of gravel is a strong concern both there and in Denison, as is noise from the mine. Maybe the strongest concern is the possibility of an asphalt plant being constructed on the premises that would be very close to the Prairie Creek Wildlife Management Area. Proponents say the close proximity of the mine to the Highway 246 construction could save a substantial amount of money on construction costs over the next 2 years. Locals are asking for an environmental impact study on the mine before it reopens. After the public hearing, which is set to begin at approximately 9 a.m. today, the board will consider ordering an environmental assessment worksheet, which can be a precursor to a full-on environmental impact study. Should the EAW not pass, then the board will consider the motion to grant the permit that would reopen the mine. This evening, Rice County Habitat for Humanity is hosting an open house and ice cream social as a fundraiser for a new initiative called the Starfish House Project. Bob Thacker and Karen Sherwadick are volunteer coordinators with Rice County Habitat on the project. The idea, they said, is to expand Habitat's reach from new construction into renovation of old houses that have been abandoned or have fallen into disrepair for the purpose of affordable ownership. Thacker said one house has already been finished and sold through the project, and they are just getting started on what he referred to as Starfish 2. The Starfish name, he said, comes from a fable that supports the idea of helping families one home at a time.
Two brothers walking along the shore, the older brother skipping stones, and the younger brother was putting starfish back in the water. And the older one turned to the younger and said, "What are you doing?" And the younger said, "I'm saving the starfish." And the older one laughed and said, "You can't make a difference. The shore is covered with hundreds of starfish. You can't make a difference." And the little brother picked up one starfish and put it in the water and said, "Well, I made a difference to that one."
Thacker and Sherwadick got involved in the project when they saw the housing crisis was nearly out of control. Knowing that every house in Northfield should be made available, they jumped into a project after finding an abandoned home, bringing dozens of volunteers to help. Keith Pumper donated plumbing supplies and labor. Guth Electric installed what Sherwadick called miles of wiring into the home. They referred to the project as a dumpster diver's dream, with an abundance of repurposed materials going into the home, mostly procured through Habitat's Restore Shop. In all, Thacker said, it took more than 2,500 volunteer hours to restore the home, which has now been sold to a family. The dream of affordable ownership is what drives the program, said Sherwadick. Habitat for Humanity's main purpose has always been to help restore some dignity and confidence to people who have fallen on hard times. The Starfish Homes, she said, do exactly that.
Habitat is interested in providing opportunities for affordable ownership. And with ownership comes a certain sense of stability for families that sometimes they don't have in rental units. And what we've seen in Habitat is great improvement in educational outcomes, in health outcomes. So we're really interested in getting some more families who are interested in affordable ownership.
And of course, once Starfish 2 is done, they will be looking for Starfish 3, 4, and so on. Sherwadick said anyone interested in selling a home to Habitat at a reasonable price should contact them through their website at habitatricecounty.org. The open house is at the Starfish 2 home at 2007 Hidden Valley Road from 5 to 7 p.m. this evening. All, they said, are welcome. And the Northfield City Council will meet for a work session tonight in the council chambers at City Hall. Most of the items on the agenda tonight would appear to be preparatory work for the upcoming budget meetings. The council will hear a presentation on the city's annual comprehensive financial report for 2023. They will review and discuss the five-year capital improvement plan as well as the five-year capital equipment plan. There will also be a discussion of the mill and overlay projects scheduled for 2025, as well as the Wall Street Road Improvement Project. As always, the City Council and the Northfield City staff are eager to hear the opinions of the public on any matter, whether the subject is on the council agenda or not. The meeting tonight is a work session, so the council will not hear from the public. However, those who do wish to make a point, air an opinion, or ask a question can email their councilor directly or make use of the comment function, which can be found in the agenda section of the city website. The meeting will begin tonight at 6 p.m. For KYMN News, I'm Rich Larson on AM 1080 and FM 95.1. The One.